Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app. And as always, streaming live on YouTube. I want to say hi to our YouTube viewers. More and more people watching on YouTube. We appreciate it so much, you watching on YouTube.
Now I see it. I hadn't
see
seen
what?
It.
See what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I hadn't seen it all those other times.
I don't know what you're talking about. The Top 5 of 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming, what's today's date?
14th.
Okay.
11-14.
Okay. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, as always, a lot of stuff going on at WIP, and I think this is a pretty eventful week.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of funny things happened on the station, so okay. We're breaking it down here in the top five. Target number five is Hugh Douglas just taking down Zach Bond and his young family by roasting his socks.
Well,
I didn't hear about
so
this.
So, check your phone. Yeah. Check your phone.
Yeah, I saw it earlier.
Hugh has a point. Hugh has a point.
Of course he does, yes.
What is the sock shoe combination there on our all-pro linebacker, Zach Bond?
Yeah, but what's... And the jeans are... They might be Jordan-y. Yeah, the socks are...
Yes, it's a tough look, man.
Yeah, because... Okay, so if you're... He's wearing, like, black penny loafers almost.
Mm-hmm.
And he's wearing
and
jeans.
And no one wears those anymore, right? Like, they're done.
Yeah, those are done. I mean, who am I to say? I wear sneakers every day, but... And he's wearing jeans, but he's also wearing white athletic socks with the black penny loafers and the jeans. And they're not even plain white socks. They have, like, the black athletic stripe on them.
It's like they're tube socks.
Yeah. Like, look, man.
I don't think I've worn white tube socks since I played.
I mean, why would you?
And he's there with his child and his beautiful lady there, and they're looking like, you know, they're sitting on a step.
You can say it's his wife.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if it's his girlfriend.
He has his wedding ring on.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Him and his. Oh, he's wearing a wedding band as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. A very nice family picture, but what is Hugh doing? Why does Hugh have to roast them?
Just, well.
Because he saw that picture and couldn't get past it.
It's hard to get past once you do notice it, though. So I do see Hugh's point.
Yeah, because he texts me earlier. He's like, man, what is going on? I'm like, I don't know.
Man, Hugh is just on one this week.
Yeah, this week he's been lively this week.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. The fourth funniest thing that's happened this week is, I guess, on the morning show, there's this thing going on where Seltzer is willing to go full frontal.
Oh, yeah.
For $50,000. So here's a little bit of them setting it up with Jason Kelce, of all people, earlier this week.
So, Jason, we stumbled about a week or so ago into this conversation about full frontal nudity. Okay. And
I forgot that we were coming back to this. Okay, yes.
So, Joe really stumbled into it, if we're going to be honest.
So I was trying to figure out what it would take to get Seltzer to do full frontal, because he referenced like he might or something, and I'm like, well.
Oh, wow.
He's like, a million. He's like, well, yeah. And then I'm like, well, 500,000. He's like, yeah, I'll still do it. And we got all the way down to 50,000. Like, he wouldn't do it for 49,000, but he says he would do it for 50,000. So that's
tax-free. Important.
Tax-free.
Yep. Tax-free.
And yeah. And he requires an official notice from the company that he wouldn't get fired for this. So,
in writing, obviously.
In
yes.
writing. So here's...
We have to establish a nonprofit organization for the taxes.
Are we talking about one photo, or would it be like a calendar?
Don't care.
He doesn't care.
I just need one.
Hold on, full front.
Okay, first of all...
Why does Richie want a calendar?
Well, right, he wants one for each month.
Well, yeah, this is happening. This has got to happen.
What?
Yeah,
it's easily happened.
Okay, so...
But why is the camera obsessed with it?
Well, I don't care. I'm obsessed with it now, too. So the first thing
but
is...
why?
Well, the first thing is, there's no such thing as tax-free. If you're going to get the $50,000, so if he wants a net 50, he's going to have to get
75, 80,
something like that. That's what we're going to need, because he's going to have to pay taxes on it.
Tax like I get taxed.
We're not going to put it in a suitcase of cash. But if he'll go full frontal for 50 grand, we can raise 50 grand. I mean, it's not like whatever.
Are y'all nuts?
No, I want him to do it.
And no pun intended there. Nuts hanging out.
Nailed it.
Man. No, seriously, what are they doing with the?
Well, he's not Brad. It'll be amazing. We're not looking at Brad Pitt in Fight Club or something here. No offense.
What
Jimmy.
Are we looking at?
We're talking about him
being naked, right?
Yes.
What are you talking about then?
Then I
want
to
have to see this.
That's the question.
I want him to do it. I want him to do it.
You want to raise the $50,000?
Well, because you know I like challenges like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, sure. Well, not like.
Would you do it for 50 grand?
No.
Jack?
He won't even take his shirt off.
Yeah, I'm a shirt on in the pool
guy. Are you sure? 50 grand could be a year of college for one of your children.
Yeah, well, it could also. Depending on,
a semester of college.
We could also double that.
Yeah.
We could also double that on Eagles' money line.
All right, you're not getting the money.
Yeah.
The raising the money would be funny. I'm not like. Can't wait to see the photo.
Well, I just need the photo to be released. It's not like I need to see James naked.
Well, that's
what
I was wondering here.
No, I need it to happen.
You wanted to happen.
I just need it to exist. And I don't think $50,000 is a lot of money, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's not changing James's life.
No.
So James has a good job. $50,000, again, a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's not going to change his life.
Sure.
It will help him.
Yeah.
It's not going to change his life.
He lives in a city.
Yes.
So definitely not changing his life.
No. So... I don't think James knows that for the rest of his career, he will likely be defined by this photo.
And that's what you want.
Well, I want him to put his blank where his mouth is.
Oh, my.
Or his money where his...
Yeah.
Please move on to the next thing.
Get to the
please.
Next one.
Get I'm going to partner
that's
with...
That's the last line I needed to hear right there.
I will partner with the camera on this.
All right. Maybe we could raise it at our basketball game.
Yeah.
The third funniest thing that happened this week, as we just played on the belt, we had a bit of a problem with Elliot at press conferences this week. Obviously, we have this one.
Corey, you had mentioned as a coach.
Ooh, he kind of put you in your place there. Good.
As a coach.
And the awkward Elliot laugh. But also, what is... Now, we never critique on someone on how to do their job, but what is this question from Elliot to Nick Sirianni earlier today?
A lot of times when you come up here, you'll have on the shirt of a player. Just curious, yes, not football, but do you ever pick like, all right, let me wear this player's shirt this week to send a message, or is it just the first one that comes out of the closet?
Yeah, sometimes.
He's asking about the shirts that he's wearing. Come on, Elliot.
What do you want to do?
Of all he could ask, of all the questions.
Well, what type of shirt was he wearing?
He was wearing a Slim Reaper hoodie, I believe, today.
Oh, a Smitty. Okay.
Yeah. Yet now.
Interesting week for it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Now it is his birthday.
Oh, there you go. Happy birthday, Slim Reaper.
27.
Speaking of Smitty, I got an email. I'm on the Eagles mailing list or whatever. Of all weeks, got an email yesterday. Subject line, inside the mind of an elite all caps receiver. And I'm like, oh, is this... and it was about Smitty. So I thought maybe.
Oh, you thought it was about AJ?
Well, I thought, you know, interesting to be saying elite receiver about somebody else.
The Eagles picking sides?
Yeah. And let's be honest, Nick is wearing whatever free stuff he gets sent in the mail.
Yeah.
And
which does make sense, it's Smitty's birthday.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
The second funniest thing that happened this week, yes, if you missed it, last night, I almost lost it on the air in more ways than one. Here's the initial setup of me almost going to the bathroom on the air.
Yeah, well, so the problem is, right, not that he's obviously he's missing free throws, but he's not getting that many attempts. He's getting 2-3-0 attempts.
Yeah.
And, like, he needs to get more physical with his game, if I'm going to be completely honest. But, yeah, his college free throw percentage was just over 78%. And I'm hoping he can turn it around.
Sure. Okay. Appreciate the phone call. Going to be completely honest, really got to go to the bathroom. So we're going to take a quick break. I know. It's a prairie dog situation in here. So we're going to take a quick break, but don't you worry. A full extended Friends of Six coming up next. So don't go anywhere. A lot of Phil's thoughts, everything else. Coming back.
Ooh.
It's a prairie dog
situation. If you missed it, there is video. Thank God the cameras were running.
Oh, yeah.
We have Fritz jumping around uncomfortably, waiting for the OG Jason phone call to end.
Yep.
Get through it.
Yep.
And as you said earlier, you did send out a couple of warning shots while you were there.
Yeah, a couple of warning shots, seeing if the situation was going to, you know, dissipate.
Yeah, it didn't.
It increased.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
All right. It happens. But the funniest thing that happened this week is congratulations, Joe DeCamera, 300 game winner. Here was his, of course, ridiculous reaction to that feat.
Damn it. What do we got?
Congratulations.
That's how you do! That's how you do! The Hammer! How did Joe and Ridley Park do?
4-1.
All right, 4-1. The Hammer! 300! Up, yeah! 300! Let me say this. That was damn impressive. Let me do this. The Hammer! 300! 300! 300 for the Hammer!
So, just for some context.
He's kind of excited.
They've been on the air how long here? 10 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, 300's not that impressive. They're on 52 weeks a year. It's not that impressive. It's not. And the second thing is that every Beat the Hammer is about one of three things. The 93 Phillies, the 01 Sixers, or the 04 Eagles. Everyone. If just to get a legitimate Beat the Hammer, we need somebody other than Seltzer coming up with the questions. And again, I am not suggesting that Seltzer is feeding DeCamera the questions. I don't think that is happening. But I do think they're tailoring the questions to Joe DeCamera's strengths. Hey, how about this, Jack? If there was a question that said, name one player on the Houston Texans, do you think Joe DeCamera would be able to do it?
Not name C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, you had to say not name C.J. Stroud.
I bet he wouldn't be able to even name C.J. Stroud.
Really?
Really.
All right.
Like,
I don't think you named two.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's very old history.
It's old history in a certain time zone. It's like when Joe was 17, 23, and 28.
Yeah.
It's just not that impressive. And the other thing is like the caller is in a very difficult position, you know, on their heels. I don't know.
They don't know what the topic is.
Who knows if Joe knows what the topic's going to be? I don't know.
You really going after the Hammer on his 300 win?
I'm just saying.
It's a big accomplishment.
The man enjoys 300
win. Did you like when he pulled out a poster board with his face on all over it? With the Hall of Famer on it?
It's not
he
just...
He did?
Yeah. I need a cake there for it.
Oh, so they knew he was going to win.
Well, it seems like they had an idea.
Oh, I wonder how that happened.
Interesting.
Wonder how that happened.
Ava made it down?
Yeah, Ava was there. Station leadership was there.
Do you know what the final question was? I bet it was about the 04 Eagles, the 016ers, and 93 Phillies.
It was about 300 game winners.
Okay.
Ah.
I just think this is my challenge to Joe. For 1 month, have someone else come up with the questions.
Uh-oh.
That's it. That's my only challenge. Here is my other proposition. If somebody else comes up with the questions for 1 month, I bet he won't even go 500.
Do you remember when we did the, was it West Wing?
Yes,
West Wing
Carlin
challenge?
Beat him.
Yeah.
Wait, choked against Carlin?
Yep. Yeah. Carlin beat him in the West Wing challenge.
For a show that he watches regularly.
Watched 35 times or something.
And somebody else asked a question.
It was Zioli from WPHT.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have his guy.
Yeah.
You know. He didn't have his little bulldog coming up with the questions for him.
Something's fishy.
Something's fishy. That's all I'm saying. Congratulations, Joe, on your fraudulent champ. You know what it is? It's like a WWE wrestler celebrating his 10th title or something. And be like, oh, well, you know, they wrote it for you to win. He should win more.
And he wanted to get to 300. Before he lost his 50th.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Honestly, losing as many times as he has is embarrassing. He's a host on WIP.
Is he 349?
Is that his record?
I think so.
I think. And he got the 300 before he got his 50th loss?
Yeah, amazing how that happens. Amazing how that happens.
Well, I wonder it's all adding up.
Oh, well, I wonder if he
but
got...
But he keeps ducking Ike. Like, Ike wants to come on.
I don't know. Do I got to beg to go on that show?
Yeah, every time you see him, basically, you bring up, I want to go on and do it on the open.
And I don't care if he beats me. I just want to go on there and see how he stacks up with me, with some other... And we can't do 93 Phillies and...
No. You know what? I say we just show up one day with Ike at the Borgata. And just say, Ike is not leaving until you play him and be the hammer.
Yeah. It's a hostile takeover.
And we have a neutral party coming up with the questions.
Yep.
Because we know that Lakin...
We can't even trust Rod.
No. Because
he's team to camera.
Well, yeah. He's tried to fix the whole Fritz to camera thing. There's no doubt he's in on fixing Beat the Hammer. I just don't think it's a legitimate championship. I just don't think it's legitimate. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Oh, another question of what was the outfield platoon for the 93 Phillies? Whoa, I wonder if Joe's going to get it.
Just when I felt the feud was dying.
I know.
Oh, I wonder if Joe's going to get it.
Well, didn't you help come up with the game?
I did. Well, I came up with the name.
All right.
Yeah.
They wanted to do
Beat the Deke.
Yeah, he used to be the Deke back in the day.
And I thought the Hammer was a funnier nickname.
Way better.
Yeah, well, come on, man. You know.
Beat the Deke.
Yeah, I was a pretty good program director.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP.
I don't think it's the question as much as it is the people that call over like, I'm really not good at sports trivia.
Yeah.
Can we start rigging it and start getting some real callers in there?
Well, I just want it to be like, I want him to go up against some real competition with actual questions that the listener has a chance and aren't catered toward Joe.
I think they should screen the people. Like, it's. Oh, I didn't realize we were going to do baseball. I'm not good at baseball, and it's like the week of the World Series. Like, it's just, come on. Don't call. Why do you call if you're not good at trivia? Like,
well, that's the other thing. It's the other thing that Seltzer is involved in. Seltzer is so busy trying to whore himself out for $50,000, doesn't spend any time screening the calls. It's like wants to show his bits and pieces for money.
Right.
What are we doing here? You know?
That's creepy, too. He literally said, I want the pitcher.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to picture any of my friends.
Well, several pictures, it seems like. It seems like he would do as many pictures as we need. You know, him with bunny ears, full frontal.
He's not ashamed. He is not ashamed.
Him wearing a tie, also full frontal. Him in socks, frontal.
People got to eat dinner. It's dinner time. Like,
him in heels, full frontal. Sorry, Gary, go ahead.
This is not right. Yeah. Somebody said, if you're scared, get a dog. You got a dog, so what's up, dude?
It's not scared. It's less about fear. It's just more in that I had a moment where I believe, to a certain extent, I betrayed my cohesive moral code on Tuesday by saying, yeah, I guess if they win. And maybe this week has shaken me, but maybe it has shaken me back into my own reality, which is to doubt the Philadelphia Eagles.
But all they do is
win.
I think their defense is so decimated. I think AJ cried enough. We could see some passing this week. I think it's going to be a fun Sunday night.
Yeah, it's a bummer the Lions are so banged up.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I wish they were healthy. This is going to give them an excuse.
Not much into the game plan on Monday, so they got plenty of plays for this week.
I hope so.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. I actually don't think, you said it'll be a big AJ game. Big difference between the last year and this year. Last year, There was an AJ complaint. There was an overcorrection the next week. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're getting that this year. I think they're tired of it. I think they're going to do the same thing they always do. If AJ happens to be open, AJ will be open, and they'll throw it to him. But they're going to do – I salute Jalen. I salute Petullo. I salute Nick in saying – and this is big of me in that I am, again, not perceived as a Jalen guy, fairly not perceived as a Jalen guy. But on this one – I think AJ is in the wrong, and the rest of the team is they are in the right in doing what is best for the team, not just to shut them up. Because what they've learned is nothing's going to shut them up.
And speaking of Jalen, you had OG so twisted that plane couldn't land. It was all court field. Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
he was just going around and around and around. I feel like I was watching NASCAR.
Yeah, I just wanted him to make his point. That's all. He's like, land my plane. You know, when you're saying I'm going to land my plane, there's got to be a climax at the end. Well, maybe the wrong.
Landing.
Yeah,
the place to land.
Yeah, the place to land.
Nailed it. Yep.
Yeah.
And Jack, man, listen to that guy talk last night. You must have been dying because he was talking so slow and throwing out useless stat after useless stat.
It's his bit always bringing
up. What was going on with the Edgecombe free throws?
It's OG Jason's bit.
Yeah.
Is he saying he can't shoot free throws?
Well, in order for him to be a really good NBA player, he needs to be a better free throw shooter.
Oh.
So he's on his free throw shooting watch.
He's watching his free throws.
I know.
Yeah.
And I really need him to speed through it. But I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. All right, Gary. Thank you, buddy.
You know where I'm heading.
Gary, did your team win their playoff game?
They won. They're in the championship game tonight. That's where I'm heading right now.
Oh, who's the championship game against?
I have a lot of names I could say, but it's Glassboro.
Okay. have a lot of
not
names.
A fan of Glassboro.
Oh, you like, don't like Glassboro?
They just.
Do you call him Asboro?
Well, that'd be good. We
yeah.
should do that.
Yeah, there you go. What's the line on
interesting addresses in Glassboro?
What's the line on tonight's game?
I have no line.
Okay.
But I know that my son and those boys are going to give everything they got. So hopefully I'll have a good call next week.
And where is the game being played?
Glassboro.
Okay. That's not far from
me. And what is your address?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You want my email address or my phone number?
It's Herbaseball23
at Yahoo. All right. Gary.
I'll give my landline.
Yeah.
1982.
All right, Gary. Thank you, buddy. Good luck tonight. Good luck to you and the team.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles are going to – I don't think there's going to be, like, the overcorrection that everybody expects on Sunday.
Nope.
They're going to do whatever they got to do to win the football game.
Yeah, and AJ will get his opportunities.
Yeah.
I just don't think they're going to go out of their way to do it.
No, yeah, because it doesn't matter. I think, really, if they could be assured that if they took one game and forced it to them that he would be quiet the rest of the year, I think they might even do it. It might even be worth it. But he has proven it doesn't really matter. And it doesn't matter if he gets the ball or doesn't get the ball. He's going to do something about it anyway. So,
well, and here's the other thing from their perspective, and they've handled this appropriately as far as trying to pour water on the whole situation. But we, or a lot of us, have taken this is some sort of critique or shot at Jalen. But this also includes the offense and the play designers. And that's Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni. So the more you keep talking about the offense, well, who are you talking about?
Right. Everybody but you.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, who are you talking about?
Everybody but you.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're going to – I'm with you. I don't think they're going to change what they think is the best way to win.
Yeah. And they've been winning plenty without getting him the ball as much as he wants. You know, maybe not scoring as much as we would like or they would like. That's for sure. But, you know, all right.
Too focused on the offense.
Yeah.
Just as long as they win. Yeah.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Wow, man. The football – it's been a wild week on the WIP afternoon show.
Uh-huh.
Can't believe it's almost over.
I know.
Got about 35 minutes left. We'll get you our weekend picks coming up next. Let you know how we fared last week. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you as confident in the Eagles now as you were on Tuesday? 74% say yes.
There you go.
Are we as a fan base too focused on the Eagles' offense? 50-50 split. Mm. And do you go number two after noon? 76% say yes. Jack, why don't we get into the picks? What happened last week, Jack?
Who cares?
Nice little 4-0 week for me.
Really?
Yeah, come on, man. This is around the time where I figured it out, and I go on my run and win picks like I do every year. So that's currently happening. Ike, good old 1-3 last week.
Yep, thanks to the Eagles.
Thanks to the Eagles, yeah.
I didn't go 0-4.
You got screwed by that Colts game.
I did.
Because it was 6.5, they won by 6, yep. Whatever. They kicked the extra, whatever. And then,
it wasn't overtime. I said, I'm going to lose this.
Spiky 2-2, which is, you know, par for the course.
I'm plugging away. I went on a run last year. I don't know if you remember it.
Run. You started focusing in.
Yeah,
started locking in.
So you're first, Jack.
Yeah, I'll go first. So weekly, I'm taking the Chargers against the Jags. I think the Jags stink. I think the Chargers might be finding their footing a little bit. So I'm going to take the Chargers -3 versus Jacksonville. I'm taking the Cowboys -3.5 against Vegas. I think Vegas is I think they stink. I think they're going to continue to stink. I think the Cowboys are going to put up a ton of points on Monday night. I think the Bills -5.5 against Tampa. It's a weird line. You know, I think the Bills haven't been playing that well. Now they're 5.5. Pretty crazy. I'll take the Bills -5.5. And then I'm taking the Lions outright. 27-24 on Sunday night.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm next, I guess. Oh, the Chiefs -3.5 at the Broncos. Yeah. Now, the Chiefs looked like they were getting on track, then lost. But they, I don't know. The Broncos have been winning by the skin of their teeth. And I don't think, they seem to need a comeback at the end of every game. And I don't think that's happening against the Chiefs. So Chiefs -3.5 at the Broncos. This is a disgusting game, and I feel bad for betting it. Well, I'm not actually going to bet it. I'm just going to pick it. Steelers -5.5 at home against the Bengals. Bengals are trash. I just like... sorry, man.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. That offense is scoring. That Steelers team don't look great right now.
I looked at it, and I was like, nah, I'll take the Steelers at home. I also am, now I call this one the Spike Bowl, Josh Allen versus Baker Mayfield. I have the Bills -5.5 over the Bucs as well. Bills at home, 5.5 against the Florida team. I was just like, come on, man. And the Eagles, of course, lose 45-10.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it. All right. Looks like we're all in on that Bucs-Bills game.
Oh, are we?
Except that I'm taking the Bucs.
Whoa,
plus
really?
+5.5.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That Bills defense can't stop anybody. Baker Mayfield, listen, they're looking to get back into this thing. That was a tough loss last week against New England. They may not win that game up in Buffalo, but they're going to make Buffalo sweat it out. I can see that being a three-point game. I got a couple three-point games on my ledger here. I'm also with you, Spike. Chiefs taking on the Broncos. I'll take the Chiefs -3.5 in that game as well. And then I'm going Seahawks plus 3.5 against the Rams.
Man, I thought about picking that game. Yeah. I just couldn't decide.
Rams may win it again, but it's a field goal game.
Okay.
I think that's a field goal game. I'll take the Seahawks. You're going to give that team 3.5 points. I'll take it in a division. And then Eagles, listen, they cover Sunday. Are you kidding me, man? 24-20, Eagles win this game Sunday. And I got to imagine either Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean gets an interception Sunday night.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought we were going to get the Ikey special on this one. I thought it was going to be 24-23. And
oh, yeah, with the
Lions cover.
No. I'm going to go ahead and go. I feel good about this.
Okay.
24-20 Eagles.
Okay. There it is. There are the picks. Speaking of Detroit, the Sixers are in Detroit tonight for their second NBA Cup game.
Oh, man.
The Sixers are 0-1 in NBA Cup group play, but they go against the Pistons team tonight. I haven't seen the latest injury report, but it looks like Cade Cunningham was questionable for tonight. Mm-hmm. Joel Embiid not playing. Dominic Barlow is back tonight and will play.
Thank God.
Great news. Jared McCain played for the Blue Coats last night. I did watch the game. I downloaded the G League app. He played 20 minutes, but they're all in the first half. So he had two 10-minute runs. He had a smaller brace on his knee. He had like a sleeve on the knee.
Yeah.
From how he moved around.
Looked better.
Looked totally normal.
Yeah.
And they let him be the lead guard. So he was, you know, trying to take guys off. Dribbling around.
He needs to do all that.
He was flying around looking normal. He had 10 points, 3 assists, 2 boards, I think. Okay. He didn't shoot well. He missed all. 2 of the threes were at the end of the half. You could tell he knew he wasn't going to play in the second half. So he's launching him a little bit, getting shots up. But I thought it was, if you're a Jared McCain guy, it was encouraging watching him last night. He will play again tomorrow for the Blue Coats, I think against Miami. So if you want to watch the game, you can watch it on the internet, whatever. G League app or ESPN+. Plus.
Yeah, I'm not worried about his shot.
No, he can shoot.
That shot will come.
That's the one thing.
Yeah, that's the one thing you don't have to worry about.
No, he can shoot. You can tell he can shoot.
How is Pat McCarthy on the call?
Did a great job.
Nice.
It was nice to hear Pat again. You know, Pat works for one of our New York stations, does the Mets broadcast. It was nice to hear him call a local team.
Yeah. You know? Get back to his roots a little bit.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Benedict McCarthy.
Yeah, that's what they call him. 215-592-9494. Jack, this is not working. Oh, there we go. Yoshi in Brewerytown. You're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday.
What up, Yoshi?
What's poppin', fellas? Jack, what's name gonna be doing crowning at 6 from now on? Hey, Spike, $35,000 I go for a frontal, baby. What's up?
Yeah, we know you.
Surprised you didn't need money for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're
$5,000.
Yeah, you pay us to go full front.
Hey, man, how you doing, Boo?
What's up, Boo?
I'm so happy you right over there where you at. Cause came Tuesday, I was kind of worried. What's the name? But now that you back in your seat of doubt, I am feeling great. I love the doubt. I mean, you know, we came out the bye last year struggling, but we saw the defense starting to turn it on. Same thing this year. Came out the bye struggling. Now everybody talking about the defense. You know what? KP in his first presser said, he took something from every OC. I pray this weekend he's taking something from Stipend's book. I mean, we ain't seen no RPOs. We was complaining about it. I want the RPO this weekend. Get that run game on and popping. I need to see it. And you hit it on the nail earlier. Detroit a good team. But they beat the Bears, the Ravens, the Browns, Bengals, and the Commanders. And who they beat, we beat. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared of this team. They got Armand.
You mean who they lost to, we beat.
Yeah. I don't care who they lost to. Everybody worry about what Jahmyr Gibbs going to do. If we can shut him down, we're looking good. I really feel as though contain him. And it's going to shut everything down. And you get up there to golf, man, he ain't good outside. And he had lost games at home. You get to him, it's a whole different game.
And it's going
to
be cold. It's going to be in the 20s. Come on, Goffy.
That's right. He's going to be out there frigid. Let's get to him. And this Cooper DeJean thing, listen, man, I'm comfortable with Coop going to the outside. Like, for real. We just so spoiled with him on the inside. And the thing is, he was such a good player, they had to put him somewhere. And you had Quinyon on the outside and Slay on the other side. We had to get him on the field because he was such a dog. in college, the kid played 31 games in college, and he had 20 what's name playing on the outside. And in them 20 games, he only let 46%, 43-point-something% passing allowed. In 31 games playing, he had 7 picks on the outside. What's name? 3 touchdowns for playing on the outside. Yeah. And I feel comfortable with it, what's name, because we got a premier, nickel slot to take his place if you move out there. Because the kid Carter's tough. He quick. And he got 4.3 speed. What's name? And he good in run support. So I feel as though we're going to be all right, man. What's name? And they going to – man, it's been so much complaining about this offense. They got to put up some numbers this week. They got to. And it's Frisky Friday, baby. What's name? So I need you to give me my neck roll. All that growing up y'all was talking about, what's name, with Bluetooth. I'm going to be a big boy. You know what I'm talking about?
I love it, man.
Go Birds.
Love it.
Big shocker Yoshi would do full frontal.
Yeah.
What's your number, Ike?
For me to do full frontal?
Yeah. 500K?
You don't have to go that high.
Okay.
I'm not able to go full front. I got to check with Renee first.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably she's cool with it.
She's cool? 100?
If she's cool with it, no, because she's going to want 100 herself.
Okay.
Just to have to deal with it. So I'm going to need
200.
Yeah.
Jack, full frontal?
Like me to do it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know, man. 100?
Let me take
250. 250. So that way I get 150 and Renee gets 100.
Jack, here's the question. If the $50,000 in cash is right in front of you.
Oh, he's doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. You kidding me?
All right.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah, he's doing it.
It's mine?
Yours.
Yeah. And it ain't close.
No, Fritz is making big money now back there.
Yeah.
Still don't want to pay for parking.
All the book money, too.
I really don't like the parking situation. I'm trying not to complain about it as much because Rod seems to get under his skin very, very much.
Yeah.
But I'm not happy about it, for sure.
Well, you could just pay.
Yeah, but the thrill of finding one of the 12-hour spots that's $10 for the whole day. You kidding me?
And that's $40 a week.
That's $320.
$160 a month.
Yep, my math was wrong.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah.
Michigan State.
That's
athletic
right.
Student.
That's right. You know it.
$160 a month. Well, because he's only doing
four days a week.
4 days.
Yeah.
Versus what? What's the 350?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have the peace of mind.
You do. There's no stress.
We're coming in.
You are?
And pause.
Yep.
And you can use other benefits if you're in the city.
Yes, you come. Well, he's never coming.
Never.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, but neither are we.
But I have done it.
Yes,
I've
done
it at least twice.
Yeah, I was going to say 4 times a year.
Maybe. Yes, maybe 4 times a year.
Well, because it has to be. I look to see where we're going, and I'm like, how far of a walk is that?
Right.
Is she wearing heels?
Right.
She's wearing heels.
Right.
It's 8 blocks.
Well, we like to go around the Helium.
Yeah.
The comedy.
So is Helium too close? Is too far? Are you good parking here for Helium?
I'm good parking here for Helium.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Val.
Yeah. I can see why.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because she's always got, I look at her shoes. I always just
it's
look
all
at the shoes.
About the walking, yeah.
I always, and look, I'm not complaining. If I was wearing heels, I also would not want to walk, you know, 8 blocks. All right. 215-592-9494. You don't have to walk 8 blocks to go to National Appliance Warehouse. You just got to get in your car, go down to Wilmington, Delaware.
Get on old 95.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See their 15,000 square foot showroom.
Yeah, where you can get 100 brands.
Yes. And right now, the Black Friday mega sale. You're like, Spike, Jack, Black Friday is not till after Thanksgiving.
They don't care.
They don't want you waking up at 4 a.m. to run there. They just want you to go on any old weekday, weekend, get in there. You'll be able to take it up to 40% off. That's what I heard.
Up to 40% off.
Yeah.
And there's always people helping people at National Appliance Warehouse. And that's kind of the motto. I mean, I might just made up the motto for them, but it seems like it could be a motto.
Yeah, use it. If they don't have a motto, give them a motto.
Well, it's kind of like the ethos of the business.
Yes.
They're taking care of you with the pricing. Yep. Like we mentioned, you know, it's in tax-free Delaware. That helps. Like we mentioned, great savings events going on, like the Black Friday Mega Sale, which is underway right now. You can get up to 40% off on over 100 brands, but also they have price assurance.
I already said that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, there's no problem with doubling up.
Okay.
No problem with doubling up. And then also there's Price Assure, so you're already guaranteed to get the best price because Price Assure is always checking to see if there's a lower price elsewhere. So you're going to get that. You're going to get the right appliance. They, again, over 100 brands in a 15,000-square-foot showroom. You know, Sub-Zero, Wolf Cove, Whirlpool, every appliance you could possibly need, they have at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of that, we mentioned people helping people. That is what they care about at National Appliance Warehouse, an unbeatable customer experience. Get down there and experience it for yourself. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Don, Fred sent you.
Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, Ike, Spritzy. How are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
What up, Dustin?
Great show, as usual. Do you guys always...
Yeah, I know.
There's so much while you're listening that you like want to talk to you guys about because it's like talking to your boys. But it totally... Not what I was expecting, but when you were asking Spike, or when you were asking like to do the front, how much to do the front noodle, the only thing I could picture is a white chicks with Terry Crews, his portrait that he has. We got it. We got Ike's little smoked glasses going on, a little cheetah print going over his shoulder.
The cheetah print.
dude, yo, Spritz. Matchup of the year, baby. You ready to get that ass whooped or what?
Me versus you?
In fantasy?
My little smoke and mirrors team is going to take you down.
He put up 154 or
146. I was projected 155.
Okay.
Spike, it was a smoke and mirror. It was a smoke and mirror week.
It was?
I'm not worried.
Nah.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. If Martin, it's George. George is the one that's not setting his line. If he continues to win, dude, and he ends up winning this league, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, well.
So disappointed.
Yeah, yep. I don't think he's going to win the league.
No, I hope he doesn't. I wish you guys had better teams because it is fun getting the
offense. Why don't you just shut up?
Especially you, Spritz. I was expecting you. You know, you're the younger guy. I was expecting you to, you know, have a little bit better of a fantasy output than you did. Yoshi put together a little squad. I whooped his about 2 weeks ago. Like, I got you. I know you're in the playoff hump, but I got you in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I got you again in a couple weeks.
So. Yeah, my team stinks right now. So
nice little warm-up round to the championship. So. Yo, we're talking about a prize. You know what I would like to win? When I win this league, dude, a nice little round of golf with the boys, dude. Maybe.
Wow.
I'm not begging. I'm just throwing it at the idea.
Yeah. We're down to golf.
Serious.
Yeah, as long as you get them into a club, they can't get in.
Private courses only.
Yeah.
I knows people. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. I do. I know people.
Yeah. And Spike can be our cart girl.
I'm happy to... be your cart girl.
I'll take me and Spike versus you guys. I saw you swing a club, Spritz. I got my
dude. I had one bad day.
You lost to the camera.
I had one bad day.
Yeah, exactly. Say it again, Spike. What happened at golf?
On your knees, Jack. You remember that moment?
I know. That actually might be still more embarrassing than almost bleeping myself on the air.
I felt so bad for you.
You had a little turtle head poking out last night,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
that turtle. What was going on? Dude, for anybody that voted on that app earlier today about the midday dump, dude, there's nothing better than a busy day, and you take 10 to 15 minutes on dropping a deuce and playing on your phone in the middle
on company time, no less?
Especially on company time. Yeah, they're making a dollar. You're making a dime. That's why you do it on company time, Jack. Come on, brother.
When my body works. My body.
No, I like. You
it's
know what?
Two though? In the morning. Both one at like 7:15, and then one around 9:45 when I'm back from my walk.
I thought you meant two in the morning.
No. It's about 7 a.m. after I've had the coffee or whatever I drink, and then it's like 9:45 when I get back from my walk.
You know what I got to give the Hammer props on them?
Nah.
You ever use a bidet, Spike?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, I'm
dude,
good.
They're game changers.
No, I want to like it. I don't like it.
Nah, just get you some dude wipes.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. You get the fresh water up there, a little warm, a little heated seat, dude. This, it's great, man. It's great.
This show has been, let me tell you.
These
last 2 days, I mean.
Yeah, we got to do the text line. What do you got?
All right, do your thing. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Dustin. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Mommy, I'm sorry, but Daddy lied to you. He didn't take me and Sonny swimming.
Walker Fritz, after overhearing Jack say that he had to drop the kids off at the pool.
Yeah, that's okay. Not what he meant.
I saw that one coming.
Not what he meant.
What's next?
People think that Jack is lukewarm on the Sixers because of Embiid, but the truth is he never forgave them for firing Billy King. Everyone knows that Jack is a big dookie. Mark in Monco.
A lot of cheap ones early on the text line.
See, aren't you glad he came in? That's why you come in when you're not feeling good, because then I think the show makes you feel good.
Yeah, we make you feel good. Yeah, man. You're with your boys.
Yeah, we were in the meeting. There was some concern if I was going to be able to get it up for the show.
Yep.
And here we are.
Yep.
We're up.
I said, once the show starts, Jack will bring it.
I'm a red light host.
Yeah, most of the time.
When the times that I haven't been.
Yeah.
Well, I knew he wanted to know.
Yeah. The AJ Brown interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a turtle tucking, you know, whatever situation.
Yep. It was a
tail tucking situation. Yeah.
What's next?
Help!
The person in Herb's car.
Yeah.
She did sound like she was crying out for help.
I don't know if you heard. I didn't know if we were on speaker. I was trying to get to her to find out if she needed assistance.
She did.
The best part was we asked him, can you sing? He had just done 3 minutes on, they're going to do-do-do-do and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, Herb, sing the Eagles song. He's like, I can't. I'm driving someone.
Yeah. He's not good when you start backing him into a corner.
Yeah. What's next?
I was so inspired by Chuck's call that I'm going to chill out a little with these games and be more positive. Also, I can't wait to call in on Monday after they lose because of that bum-ass quarterback. CJ in Texas.
Yeah. That was...
Man, he does not like Jalen.
He's an LTBB member, but
He's trying not to, like, be so anti-Jalen, but he is anti-Jalen.
Yeah, it's hard for him to hide it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think what he was trying to say is, well, if your only thing is going to be that you win, you better win.
Right.
Right.
That's, sure, yeah, I get that. If you're going to credit him with the win, then if they don't win, I don't care how he plays, they didn't win.
Yep.
But as soon as they lose, then AJ was right. Like, come on. All right, what's next?
Just a brutal injury report. Terrion Arnold, Kerry Joseph, Sam Laporta, and that Wawa toilet that Jack hit up yesterday. Alex in Lancaster.
Wow. Still going after you.
It was the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Which Wawa was it?
The one off 322.
Okay. What's next?
I invented blogs!
Spike when his Sixers fandom is challenged.
I didn't say
he just said I started cheering for the Sixers when the process started. No.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going.
No, well, this is not true.
Well,
it's not true. Now everybody knows when I was in high school, I did cheer for the Knicks.
Oh.
Wasn't a big Sixers guy at that time, but I was when I was a kid. Then I had that run. You know, as young I was, and then I had that run, and then I came back to, you know, you grow up, you realize you're the error of your ways, and you come back home. That's what I did by watching Eddie Jordan's Sixers, the worst Sixers it was the worst Sixers year I've ever seen. By far the worst Sixers. All right. Brodes is next, I believe. I saw him on the
ground.
See, Brodes, you're starting at 6. I'm ending at 6. I start when the sun is up.
Leave Broads alone.
Yeah, I love Broads. Broads is coming up next. We will talk to you Monday. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Go Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Oh, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E. A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly. Let's sell 1, 2.
1, 2, 3.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-L-E-S, Eagles.
Crank it up. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
So
okay.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go, Bird.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.